CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast on demand for your convenience. On demand for your convenience.
Pod. Welcome to the podcast. It is Monday. We're having some fun in the crib. None of that right.
Excellent rap music there from Ariel Ackland. On today's show, we hung out on a Monday morning.
Yeah, we did. We had a good time. We had a grand time. We spoke to so many of you from the Coast. Hello, darlings.
Yeah, we had a competition for you to win a Woolies voucher. Two people got one of them. We also were giving away CFM Devonport Regatta tickets to the best caller of the day. To do with dropping stuff in the toilet was today's topic, so that was good. I introduced Ari to the new Foo Fighters film, Studio 666.
You're giving away all the show content.
Yeah, but they don't know anything about it. Like, that's just what I did. But what is Studio 666? We'll find out, you know?
And, find out.
We best not say anything else. Here it is.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. How was the weekend?
It was amazing.
What happened?
Don't even remember what happened. Well, for starters, I cut my toenails. Real random information, but I seriously stuffed it up. My toe, like the last couple nights, I've had to sleep with my foot. Because it's the corner and I sleep on my side, I couldn't have the toe touching the mattress.
Is that bad? Is that sore?
It's that sore that the way that I wanted to sleep, I had to put my foot on a pillow so there was some space.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's really sore. It's
don't
all red.
I don't cut them.
I seriously stuffed. I don't even know. I think because I was so sore from the gym that when I went to lean over to cut my toenails, I must have just, like, I don't know, slipped or, like, something. Anyway, it's really sore.
So you slipped in the... The blade got where it shouldn't be, is that what you're saying?
I think so, yeah.
Damn. See, I don't cut them. Sometimes I'll pick them.
Oh, just rip them off.
Sometimes, especially after a shower, they're a bit soggy, easier to pick.
Yeah.
That's my method. It's worked for me so far, no injuries.
No injuries? Okay.
Sometimes I pick the nails and go too far down the side.
Oh, isn't it the worst pain?
I had a bit of injury on the weekend, having a pick, actually, on the fingernail.
Did you?
Down the side of the pinky, yeah.
An injury in my nose. I thought I picked a pimple in my nose and I've just kept continuously picking a scab and it keeps bleeding.
Right, you were just picking at bone at that point.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, look after yourself, be careful. Alright, Justin Bieber Ghost to start us off, what do you say?
Yeah, go on.
6:09, Adam and Ari for breakfast, Ari.
Good morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 107.7 CFM.
Now, Ari, there was a story up today. 10 years ago, a woman misplaced her phone. She pushed through the typical confusion and frustration, bought a new one and continued on with her life. Now, her name's Becky Beckman for some reason, but she's based in the US state of Maryland. She hadn't given her old Apple iPhone any thought since she lost it back in 2012, the night of Halloween. Ooh, spooky stuff happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
But in a post to Facebook made on Friday, she recalled how she replaced it, moved on, whatever. It was mysterious. Ooh, mysterious. And it was Halloween, but it was gone. But in a bizarre twist of events, a rogue toilet issue this week ended up solving the decade-long mystery. Miss Beckman said they started to hear a banging sound when they flushed the toilet. Initially, we blamed it on the toilet being old or the house construction being terrible. Her husband became so fed up, he eventually decided he would, in quotes, plunge the F out of it.
Yeah, okay.
After a while, Miss Beckman said he came running outside to say she wouldn't believe what he just found in their toilet. He'd pulled up the beaten old iPhone from deep within the depths of the toilet's pipes with photos showing the evidence, with its backing popped open and its innards exposed. It was so far from what they were expecting. There you go. They found this 10-year-old.
It was still there.
But she also didn't remember flushing it. Or didn't realise.
Sometimes you have them in your back pocket.
Yeah, rookie mistake.
And it just falls in.
Yeah.
As you go.
I've had some very close calls.
Yeah.
Pun definitely intended, because I'm a genius. I've had some close calls, but never actually, it's never gone in the toilet. It's maybe gone beside the toilet, and I've gone, oh.
I've had a lot of phones.
Go in the dunny.
RIP, yep.
Have you?
Yep, for
sure. How many do you reckon?
Probably three.
Three phones you've lost to the toilet?
I think so. Two or three.
Ariel Ackland, get your life together.
I know. Well, After the third one, I was like, no more. Marcus, we're asking on the Facebook page as well, what have you accidentally dropped in the toilet? Marcus Parker has just said, my mother-in-law dropped a glass house candle in hers a few weeks ago. It went straight through and it was an expensive day.
Yeah.
So I must
Those are expensive candles.
Well, yeah, they're... Yeah, so I reckon
I thought he was going to say he dropped his mother-in-law in the toilet. Mark, how could you?
Yeah, they're heavy too, those glass
house candles. Those mothers-in-laws. Oh, yeah, though. Yeah, I get you. But what have you dropped in the toilet? Let us know on Facebook, or if you call us at 1300 655 922. Each day this week, we have a double pass to give out to the CFM Devonport Regatta. So the caller of the day will give you a double pass to the regatta.
Yeah, it's happening this Sunday, and we'll be there.
Yeah, so 1300 655 922. Tell us what you dropped in the toilet, and you could go to the regatta for free, which I'm sure the people that organise the regatta are stoked to be associated with a toilet topic. You know what I mean?
Just don't flash your tickets down the toilet.
Yes, exactly, Ariel. Good advice. 1300 655 922. What have you dropped in the toilet?
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1300 655 922.
We're asking today at 1300 655 922, what have you accidentally flushed down the loo? Clint, you've accidentally flushed a phone down the toilet?
Yeah, many years ago, mate.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, many years ago, I was at the Central in Devonport.
Oh, Cine!
This kind of stuff happens at the Cine.
Yeah, so this would have been like 2009. I had a Motorola flip phone, brand new, only just got it.
Oh.
Had a heap of drinks. I was pretty frothed, and yeah, I was just... The urinal was full, so I thought, okay, I'm just going to go in the cubicle, because there's only one cubicle in there, and I went in the cubicle... And I'd sat the phone on top of the toilet.
Oh, no.
Because I was texting a mate. And then I picked the phone up to finish the text. And I dropped the phone in the toilet, looked at it. And then I was that drunk, I flushed the toilet. Then realised my phone was in the toilet. Reached down, got the phone out, was gone. I'd heard this myth that if you dry the battery out in the oven a little bit... You can fix the phone.
That would have made it. I've heard a rumour about, soak it in rice or something. I never heard cook it.
Yeah, no, this is the old phones. One of my mates said, just put it down low. And, I put the phone in the oven for about 5 minutes. Went to come back and it was starting to melt onto the thing. So I wrecked the phone in one night. So that was good.
God, a brand new one too.
Yeah, I only had it on a plan for like a month, I reckon.
Oh, and God. Those Motorolas were so cool.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, so
that's devastating.
Back to the old Nokia until my plan finished up. It was going to cost me a couple of grand, I think, back how it was.
Right.
Oh, no.
Did you ever forgive the Central?
No, it was all self-inflicted.
Yeah, that's true. No one to blame but yourself, I suppose. thanks so much for your call, and we'll put you in the draw for the double pass, and we'll let you know by the end of the show if you've been drawn as the winner of the double pass of the CFM Devonport Regatta.
No worries.
My God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Okay, it's time to play Who Dat. Adam's going to play you three audio clips. If you think you know which one is Jennifer Aniston... Give us a call, 1300 655 922. If you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a double pass to Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens, and we'll draw that on Prize Giving Friday.
Yes, indeed. So three clips, only one is Jennifer Aniston. Rachel off Friends. I think it's pretty easy today. Make it nice and easy on a Monday. 1300 655 922 is the number. Here's clip A. Is this Jennifer Aniston?
I'm good.
Ooh, or is it clip B? Is this Jenny Annie?
I just went to your building and you weren't there, and then this guy with a big hammer said that you might be here.
Or is clip C Jenny Annie?
Yeah, you know, Joey, Chandler, Phoebes, Mon, and of course, you know, Ross.
Only one is Jennifer Aniston. Is it A, B, or C? What do you think? 1300 655 922. What do you think, Ari? You think you know?
Yeah.
You've got it on the screen in front of you, though.
I know.
That doesn't count. 1300 655 922 to play Who Dat.
My God, this man is my exact double.
Who Dat?
Who Dat? Who Dat? I can't tell the difference.
May not be as easy as I thought, Ari.
Well, I don't think the coast can tell the difference.
We've answered that question.
Yeah.
Can you tell the difference? Answer no.
Boom. Wow, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, here's the clips again. This is clip A.
I'm good.
Clip A.
I just went to your building and you weren't there, and then this guy with a big hammer said that you might be here.
Clip A.
Yeah, you know, Joey, Chandler, Phoebes, Mon, and of course, you know, Ross.
Now, only one of these is actually Jennifer Aniston.
To be honest, you said today's was going to be easy.
Well, I remembered this as being easy, but then when we played them, I'm like, oh.
It's actually quite
those
hard.
Impressions are quite accurate, but maybe you remember the quote from Friends, because I would remember that.
You've Friends fan.
1-300-655-922.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
My God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Rachel from La Trobe is on. Not Rachel from Friends. Rachel from La Trobe.
Yep.
Okay. Good joke. All right, I'll play you the three clips, Rachel, and you tell us which one is indeed Rachel from Friends, a.k.a. Jennifer Aniston. All right, this is clip A.
I'm good.
Clip B.
I just went to your building and you weren't there, and then this guy with a big hammer said that you might be here.
And clip C.
Yeah, you know, Joey, Chandler, Phoebes, Mon, and of course, you know, Ross.
Which one do you reckon is the real Rachel from Friends, Rachel?
Is it C?
Now, C for cat?
Yes.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah, you know, Joey, Chandler, Phoebes, Mon, and of course, you know, Ross.
Sorry, that's...
It's not sorry.
Vanessa Bayer from Saturday Night Live.
Thank you.
Sorry, thanks Bye. For playing, Rachel.
Bye.
Oh, they've all hung up.
You said it was easy.
Let's give up.
The last two got me.
I give up. Should we just announce the answer and move on with the show?
Yeah.
It was B.
I just went to your building and you weren't there, and then this guy with a big hammer said that you might be here.
So I win this one. Correct me.
Whatever. You lied to the coast and said it was easy.
Yeah, well, I thought it was, but hey, it's
all
not.
All lies.
That's from the very first Friends episode. So.
Oh, cute.
There we go.
Friends fan over here.
Let's move on and forget this who dat ever happened.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
There she is. She's back with a vengeance. On this day, the 28th of February in history, in 1984, Michael Jackson won 8 Grammys.
And the winner is Michael Jackson.
Times 8. That happened 8 times.
That's a lot of times.
That's a few times, isn't it?
Just a few.
On this day in 2003, the Australian... You'll love this one. The Australian cricket team won by a record 256 runs, defeating Namibia in the One-Day World Cup.
All out then for 45. The Namibians, Australia, easy winners. And Gilchrist had taken a World Cup best of 6 catches.
It's exciting stuff, isn't it?
There's always so much cricket history.
Well, because it's summer right now.
Yeah.
Although this was in South Africa, but still... World Cup was on.
I think you purposely put the cricket history in there.
No, it's just on.
You source it.
There's a lot of cricket history in the summer because it's cricket season. But also Namibia, Australia don't normally play them. They're not the greatest team.
Oh.
They only really play them in the World Cup, or they used to. I think they've sort of narrowed down it into less teams now, the World Cup. But that was part of the fun of the World Cup. They'd play Kenya and Namibia and all these teams, Canada and stuff, all these teams that... They never play. And they'd annihilate him by like 256 runs. I think it was Kenya Brett Lee got at this hat trick against the top order. And it was just like, oh, go easy, Brett. It's Kenya.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
We got 3 wickets in a row.
Yeah, okay.
Against the best batsman in their team.
Yeah.
And it's like, Brett, can you go easy on him? It's Kenya. But anyway. Like,
move on.
Have an art. You know?
Heart.
On this day in 2005, the Welsh band Stereophonics released their single Dakota. Remember that one? You know this one, don't you?
Yeah.
It made it to 22 in the Australian charts, but number 1 in the UK. So good on you, Stereophonics. And on this day in 2016, this is going to devastate you. Remember we were talking about the Razzie Awards? For the worst film, the worst actor.
Yeah.
On this day at the 36th Razzie Awards, 50 Shades of Grey won worst film.
I watched that last week.
Jamie Dornan from the movie won worst actor. And Dakota Johnson from the movie won worst actress.
No.
All in the same golden raspies.
Raspies. I literally just watched them all back to back.
Do you agree with the verdict?
Nah.
You love it?
Not at all. I do enjoy that movie. Well, all of them.
Well, that's history, Ari.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. Ari, in disbelief during the news there, off air, that I haven't seen 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, I'm a little bit disappointed, to be honest.
Did you hear?
Well worth
got a Golden Razzie for worst film, Golden Razzie for worst actor, and Golden Razzie for worst actress.
Yeah, I don't care. Still so good.
I think lots of people haven't seen it, have they?
A lot of males haven't seen it.
That's right.
A lot of females have definitely watched it.
That's why, because of my high T levels. And my massive biceps.
Well,
I get it.
Well, maybe you should watch it. Find out. I actually challenge you to watch it.
Yeah, it sounds like it would be a challenge.
Stop it.
Hey, stay with us. Before 8 o'clock, we're giving away two, count them, two.
Yes,
$200 Woolies vouchers, right, by the end of the hour.
Yeah, so excited. All you need to do is later on tell us what local products from Woolworths you absolutely froth.
Yeah.
Super easy.
There you go. Yes.
Super easy.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
But we're doing that later.
Yeah. We're also talking about what did you flush down the toilet after in the USA a family found a 10-year-old phone down the toilet when they did some plunging. What do you got for us?
Okay. This gave me a little bit of a chuckle, to be honest. Rel Marshall has said, my son put my false teeth down there. Oh. Not one time, but twice.
God.
You wouldn't want to put those back in your mouth.
No, you wouldn't. Also, we better say this before 7:30. Alex said his wife's toothbrush he accidentally dropped in the toilet. Please don't mention this after 7:30. So I don't know. I don't know if he's told her by the sounds of that. But if you call us at 1-300-655-922 with a story about accidentally dropping something in the toilet, the best caller of the day will win a double pass to the CFM Devonport Regatta as well. So we'll get to some of your calls next. 1-300-655-922. What if you accidentally dropped in the loo? This is Black Eyed Peas. I've got a feeling, Ari.
Yeah, you do. I've got a feeling you should watch 50 Shades of Grey.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
What if you accidentally dropped in the loo? Sarah from Port Sorrel, you've got a story for us.
So it was my sister's birthday, so she decided she wanted a girls' night away. So us and a few friends went away for the night, and when we got back to the hotel, I was a little bit sick, so I quickly ran to the bathroom and accidentally knocked her brand new eyeliner pen down the toilet.
Hey, what?
Eyeliner pen.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Now, was this before or after you'd sicked in the toilet?
I can't really remember. It wasn't until the next morning when we were getting ready to go and she couldn't find it. I had flashbacks and remembered it happening.
Oh, no. And you get attached to those types of items.
I know, and it was brand new. She brought it for herself for her birthday.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. And some of them can be quite expensive.
Did you come clean or you just kept it secret from her?
No, I did tell her, but she was a little bit too hungover to care too much. I think maybe she was a little bit upset about it a couple of days later, I reckon.
And there's no way you'd be want to use, like, you'd want to use that eyeliner because you might get pink eye.
Well, I did have a look the next morning, but it was long gone.
Oh, Deb!
It flushed down nice and clean. That's good. Yeah. Thanks so much for your call, Sarah. We'll put you in the draw for the double pass to the CFM Devonport Regatta and we'll let you know by the end of the show if you've been drawn as the caller of the day.
Okay, thank you.
Ari, have you ever had a dog that's a dog friend has died and you're like, you definitely know, you're definitely mourning?
Oh, get the feeling? Yeah, for sure. Yep,
our dog
sure
Scraps, our grandma's dog, his name was Digger. And our dog was named Scraps. They didn't live together, but Digger died and Scraps got his blanket. And Scraps just seemed to know that that meant that Digger was gone. But Scraps didn't see Digger die or anything. And they didn't live together, but she knew. Either from the blanket
or... But they were friends.
Yeah, but she just knew he was gone when he was gone. It was weird. Yeah. But so we didn't understand how she'd know because they didn't live together.
Because they're so smart.
Unless they understand what we're saying. Because we would have been talking about it around her. Or is it because she got his blanket and was like, well, he must be gone then?
Nah, I reckon there's a scent or something.
Yeah, he would have, she would have smelt that it was Digger's blanket and stuff, but how did she know that Digger was dead?
Well, I don't know. Maybe the dogs can sense you, well, your feeling.
Mm. Well, there's been some studies recently on this. The loss of a loved one can have a profound impact on humans, as we know. But now researchers say they have found similar behaviour and behaviour changes in dogs who have lost a canine companion. While the team say it's not clear if the findings can be described as grief, they say the work potentially indicates an overlooked welfare issue. Dr. Federica Pironi of the University of Milan, who is one of the study's authors, said dogs are highly emotional animals who develop very close bonds with the members of the familiar group. Mm. This means they may be highly stressed if one of them dies, and efforts should be made to help them cope with this distress. So she's saying that we need to do actually more to help them grieve than we're doing. It could be a welfare issue. Expressions of grief are not unique to humans. Great apes, dolphins, elephants and birds are among species that have been observed to take part in rituals around death to appear to mourn. The birds included there, that your arch nemesis, Ari?
Yeah, I'm just thinking of the poor puppy and how sad it would be.
Yeah. The results of this study show that 86% of owners said their surviving dogs had shown behavioural changes after the death of another canine in the household. Overall, dogs were reported to play and eat less, sleep more, and seek more owners' attention.
Mm. Yeah.
The team said the changes did not turn out to be linked to how long the dogs had lived together or whether the surviving dogs had seen the dead dog. So it didn't matter whether they'd seen the dog dead or not, they still seemed to understand the dog was gone. The researchers said that there are a number of possible explanations for the findings, including that the death may have disrupted shared behaviours for the surviving dogs. The results also revealed behavioural changes were stronger for dogs that were reported to have had a friendly relationship with the animal who had died or had been a parent or an offspring. So they were grieving more if they were closer buddies or if they were a parent or offspring of the dead dog. Most likely this means the surviving dogs have lost an attachment figure who provided safety and security. So dogs feel it. Dogs feel it deep.
Yeah, they do feel it. You need to get them, I know, a new toy, lots of love.
Some kind of bone.
Yeah.
Give a dog a bone, you know what I mean?
Yeah, give them lots of cuddles.
All's not well that ends
lots
well.
Lots of attention.
No, I just want a dog.
All's not well that ends well.
I just want a dog.
News
dog,
next.
Dog. No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog, I just want a dog, dog, and I want my dog to be in films.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
It's time to play Club Sandwich.
Word Sanger.
Something.
I'm just trying to make it. I'm just trying to make you hungry.
Stop it!
Now it's time to play Delicious Club Sandwich.
Oh my god! I'm gonna make my stomach grumble. It's time to play Word Sanger. Theo will give you two words. If you know the word that goes in the middle of the sanger, give us a buzz on 1300 655 922. If you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
All right, the supreme gentleman himself is in with some words. What do we got, Theo?
Your words for today are dairy and man.
Dairy
and man.
Dairy and man, he reckons. Dairy something, something man. What could it be, Ari? Well, you know, but...
I can't answer
Theo
that.
Theo told you off the air, didn't he?
Dairy something, something man. I really don't want to stuff it up.
1300 655 922. Tell us what goes in the middle before we accidentally do.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Rachel from La Trobe is on to play Word Sanger. Theo will give you the words again, Rachel.
Your words for today are dairy and man.
What goes in the middle?
Would it be milk?
The word for my sanger is milk. Dairy milk. Milkman.
She's done it, Ari.
Go, Rachel.
She's done it.
didn't get hooed at, but got word sanger. Well done. You're in the draw to win that $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Thank you very much.
Redemption Wonderful. Is complete, Rachel.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Oh, I'm so excited. We have two $100 gift vouchers to give away. Woolworths is proudly supporting Tassie producers. It's great when it's from our state.
Yes.
So the question is...
Well, because of that, we want to know. And we've got a list here, don't we?
We actually do have a list from Woolies.
Yeah.
So it has to be on the list.
We want to know... an item that they sell that's Tassie, right? That's what we're looking
local,
for.
Local, the more local, the better.
Yeah, yeah. That's all you got to do.
So many items.
1-300-655-922. Give us a Tassie item that they stock there at Woolies, and you could have $100 to spend on Tassie items.
And we're going to be playing this every single day this week. If an item has already been said, you can't say it again.
We're crossing it off.
We'll cross it off the list and you can't repeat it.
Mm-hmm. So make lines, sure, look at those lines. They're hot.
So make sure you've got a few items on your list.
1-300-655-922. We'll give away two vouchers.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
We're giving away $200 Woolies gift cards right now. Let's go to the phones. All right, Kristen from Cooey. We want to know a Tassie item that Woolies stock.
Better milk.
Is it on the list, Ari?
Oh, you're too slow. Come on, Adam.
It's on the list.
It's on the list. Sorry, we're waiting for the ding there. Well done. That is definitely on the list. Congratulations. Congratulations. You have won yourself a $100 voucher. Oh, my God. So excited.
Awesome. Thank you.
Gillian from Turner's Beach is on next. We want to know, and Better Milk's already been crossed off the list, but other than that, we want to know a Tassie item that they stock at Woolies.
I'll go with
Ashgrove
milk.
Ooh. It's on the list.
It is on the list. Well done. You've won yourself a $100 voucher to spend at Woolies.
Oh, thank you.
More than welcome. Woolies is proudly supporting Tassie locals. It's great when it's from our state. Hang there and I'll grab your details.
Join us tomorrow and we'll give away another two vouchers. We'll play again, but make sure you cross those two off your list, huh?
Yeah, Better Milk and Ashgrove. Swipe it off. Oop. Just hit me more.
There's no need to take it out on the microphone.
I'm just so excited. I love Woolies.
All right, we're going to check in with the street team after 8 o'clock. Where are they going to be? Do you know where they're going
to
be?
Yeah, of course I know where they're going to be. Of course
just
I do,
too excited,
Adam.
About these giveaways.
Honestly, like $100 so good. I'm chucking everything. Takesha's going to be out and about in Wynyard this morning.
Nice. So go out there, find her somewhere in Wynyard, right?
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. In what we're dubbing today, Matching Monday.
Oh, we are. How funny.
Not on purpose.
This is friendship goals. We rocked up to work and I didn't even notice because Adam was already sitting at the desk, but we're pretty much wearing the same pants.
Yeah, well, you were at the desk too, so I didn't realise until I got up and was like, you copied
same
my pants,
pattern.
Did you? Yeah. So
cute.
I'm a trendsetter. I've tried to explain this to
whatever.
You.
Whatever. I got mine way before you got yours.
We have figured out where Takesha's going to be with the freebies, haven't we?
Yeah.
She's going to be at Gutteridge Gardens Wynyard. You go along, you tell her your funniest loose tooth or lost tooth story. Takesha actually has one of her own as well. Maybe it fell in the toilet.
Maybe it did fall in
then
the toilet.
Then it'll all relate to our talk topic too,
ooh.
See? So, yeah, that's where she's going to be. Get down there now. We'll check in after Ed Sheeran. In a few minutes, Overpass Graffiti. We're Adam and Ari. Good morning.
Morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
That's Ed Sheeran. We're Adam and Ari. It's for breakfast and cruiser time.
Uh-huh. Load it up with the coast best free stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM street team.
It is for breakfast.
it's Adam and Ari and it's for breakfast.
Okay, Takesha, good morning. Where are you this morning and what have you got on board? Good morning, guys. This morning you can find me at Guthridge Gardens in Wynyard. And all I'm asking is for a funny tooth story. Now, I do have one. It didn't fall in the toilet, though. So I'll put that out there to start with.
Okay. Well, that's good, probably. That's good.
So what's your funny tooth story?
Well, I don't remember how old I was, and I don't really remember what I was doing it for. But I had a skipping rope. It was pink. It was glittery. It was amazing. And I put the handle in my mouth for some reason. I was holding on to it, I think. And my brother came up and ripped it out and just clean ripped my tooth out.
Oh, no.
Ow.
No, he didn't.
I didn't really feel it. And then I was kind of stunned that he would do something like that. And yeah, my tooth was just lying there on the floor, and the tooth fairy came, and I got a couple of bucks, and it was great.
Oh, so this was a baby tooth at least.
Yes, it was definitely a baby
lucky.
Tooth.
That's so lucky.
My dad opening a Mars bar adult tooth went to open it with his teeth, and yeah, he cracked his tooth.
Oh, nasty.
You'd be pretty PO'd, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, I can't bite into my Mars bar now, because it will like, it will
now
be sensitive.
Now how am I going to open the Mars bars?
Oh, right. That's a bit worse than mine.
Yeah, at least yours was a baby tooth.
That's fair. Well, come and tell me your stories. I'm at Guthridge Gardens in Wynyard with the Coast Fest free stuff, and the first person to come and let me know will get a double pass to Uncharted. So come and find me. I'm in the CFM Cruiser, powered by Harvey Norman Burnie Electrical.
That's Takesha. Good on you, Takesha. Go find her.
Renna is not out and about this morning. She should be back over the next couple of days.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
What's going on down there at the reception desk?
Nothing. Why?
Call 1-300-655-922.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Birthday shout-out time. First, we have one from Dana on the phones at 1-300-655-922. Go for it, Dana.
Well, I'm actually ringing on behalf of my sausage dog, Rambo. He wants to wish our daughter, Alia Dennison, from Don College, a happy 18th birthday. And the message that Rambo, the sausage dog, wants to leave is, thanks for being the best bed buddy.
Aww. Rambo!
Rambo! Thanks, Dana and Rambo. We also have some submitted through the website at cfmtaz.com.au for our CFM birthday book. So these are all in the draw to win $50 to spend at peppermint parties in East Devonport. What do we got?
Evan from Wynyard. Happy birthday to my best mate, Evan from Noah.
Rosie Fisher from Forth. Happy 5th birthday to our precious little granddaughter. I hope your day is as special as you are. We love you so much, Grandma and Grandpa Fisher.
Libby and Collie from Wynyard. Thanks for being the best aunties ever.
Lute Moller from Penguin. Happy birthday, beautiful girl. Have a wonderful day. Love you always, Mum, Bo, Layla, Ava, Blake, Hunter, and Ollie.
Oh, Lewis. That's me, mate. Happy birthday, Lewis.
Huh?
That's me, mate.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Congrats to you, Ari.
Happy birthday to Chloe and Libby again from Wynyard. Happy 22nd birthday, girls. Hope it's a pearler of a day for yours, and I know yours. We'll party hard from Matt, Tracinda, Emmy, Harley and Rory.
Alira Arnott from Latrobe. Happy 14th birthday, Miss Alira Arnott. Don't have too much fun in isolation. Lots of love, Auntie Sarah, Uncle Lee and cousins Charlie, Addison and Bailey.
And another one for Alira Arnott from Latrobe. Happy 14th birthday to my beautiful granddaughter. Lots of love, Nanny Arnott.
Remember, if you know someone having a birthday, register it at cfmtaz.com.au for a CFM birthday book shout-out. And right now, here's the song.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1-300-655-922.
I just found this out over the weekend, Ari. Yeah. Foo Fighters, so their 10th album came out almost exactly a year ago. But as part of the album, and this has just come out this month, they've released a film, a comedy horror film about the making
of
the album.
Is this another thing that you're stitching me up with?
No, no, no. This is not a sketch or anything. This is real.
This is not you.
It's called Studio.
Do you promise?
I promise. It's called Studio 666, and it's like a horror comedy. This is real. So this is. I just found out over the weekend, but it's out now. This is a clip from the trailer.
Foo Fighters, you gotta get me a record.
It's our 10th album. We gotta break the mold on this one.
Let's up.
Let's go somewhere we've never been. Got a couple of ideas I've been working on. I'll lay them on you.
Dude, wait. It's called Everlong, and you wrote it about 20 years ago.
This is not just a creepy rock and roll house. But it allows spiritual entities to cross into our world.
Dude has got one flew over the cuckoo's nest crazy.
It's this place, man.
Let's finish the track.
Can't we just wait, dude?
Just play the drums.
You found a new musical note?
Hell yes, I did.
It's an L.
Here you go, man. Finish the song.
You did.
So During the making of the album, in this movie, Dave Grohl gets possessed by the house that they're recording it in and starts killing people with the ride symbol and stuff. And it's all real. It's on. It's out.
This is not you.
I promise you. This is Dave Grohl himself talking about it on the internet show Hot Ones.
I'm in this creepy old house demoing stuff. I'm like, why don't we just make the record here and then make a super quick, low-budge slasher run-and-gun horror film? And so I came up with this idea like, oh, I know. The Foo Fighters move into a house. It's haunted. I become possessed. I kill everybody, and then I go solo. And that was it. That was the pitch. And everyone's like, okay. And then all of a sudden, there's millions of dollars thrown around. I'm like, wait, hold on a second. It was like table reads. When we started seeing the dailies or the cuts coming back, we're like, oh, my God, this is a movie.
So we had a silly throw it out there idea. Yeah. Let's just, you know, quickly make a low budget thing. People started pouring money into it and actual table reads and putting all this effort in. So now there's a movie that's out at the cinemas. It's not here in Tassie. The only cinema I could find in Australia that's showing it is Event Cinemas. Maybe you know that from the mainland.
Then, yeah, in Adelaide.
So they're showing it, but no one in Tassie is showing it. Sounds like the funniest idea ever. Foo Fighters.
So this is legit.
Yeah,
this is legit.
Called Studio 666. It's in cinemas now, not cinemas here in Tassie, unfortunately. And it's about the Foo Fighters making their last record and Dave Grohl getting possessed and killing people with the ride symbol, like throwing the symbol and stuff. It's pretty funny.
Sounds like something that you would make up, though, like in a skit.
Yeah. But it's real. I mean, you believe me? I mean, there's a lot of evidence there.
I did just Google it.
It's real, isn't it?
To make sure, because sometimes I don't trust you.
Yeah. I like this idea. I'd love to see it, but I can't in Tassie. I'll have to wait for the Blu-ray.
Get out of plane ads.
You reckon?
Connect down the line. You'll be right.
Okay, yeah, do the show from the mainland. Might have to, just to see this movie.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
1-300-655-922 to be a king.
Sing it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
We want you to sing it. We're going to play a little bit of a clip of a song. You can sing the next line. Give us a call on 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. Leading Edge Electronics are local like us.
Here's the line.
How'd you know?
1-300-655-922 to give us the next line one more time.
Yeah.
Do you know the next line? Give it to us at 1-300-655-922.
Sing it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it. At 1-300-655-922, we have Paige on from Railton. We'll give you the line, Paige, and then you take it from there. All right, here we go. Go, Paige.
When I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Kiss me, baby, one more time.
What a superstar.
Yes.
Nice one, Paige.
Thanks, guys.
You're our king today.
You sure are. Woohoo. Go, Paige. You're in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at Leading Edge Electronics.
Amazing. Thank you.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We have on the phone with us Leanne. Her and two of her friends are raising money for the Black Dog Institute by doing a big bike ride around Tassie. The Black Dog Institute is a not-for-profit facility for diagnosis, treatment and prevention of mood disorders such as depression, anxiety and bipolar disorder. So where are you at now, Leanne? How far have you ridden and how much have you raised?
We're actually at Sheffield. We've raised $2,616 so far.
Right. And how far have you ridden?
We've done 461 k's to date, and we'll do another 40 odd k's today. And we're not bike riders by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
Yeah. So are you averaging around 40 k's each day, or?
Yeah, we are. I think our best day was about 66K.
Wow.
But yeah, there's just three of us. We're just on mountain bikes. We started at Maribor 2 weeks ago, and we start off with Millie, which is our six-month-old miniature dash hound.
Oh. Yeah.
And that's why we've called ourselves Brown Dog for Black Dog, as there was four of us.
Yeah.
So we come down the west coast via the Western Explorer. We went over the Fat Man Barge there at Corinna, and then on to Zion. And just at Zion, we had to leave Millie behind because she was quite heavy, I guess, because we were carrying her on our front basket,
yeah,
on our handlebars. So we also left about 10 kilos of weight at Zion as well, at the Hotel Cecil.
Yeah.
From there, we've sort of come on down Queenstown to Derwent Bridge, Bronte Park, up the Marlborough Highway to Myanna, and then Deloraine. And then just yesterday, we went from Deloraine to Sheffield. And so today, we had to go to Ulverston today, which is about another 40K.
Yeah, well, it's quite a journey, isn't it? What made you decide to want to do this?
Well, we just wanted to raise money and promotion for the Black Dog Institute. So even though we've got a $10,000 target, we're only $2,600 into that target. We're not going to hit our $10,000, but hopefully a little bit of promotion on the radio today. We might get some people on board and just to donate $10 or $20. Or if you see us on the road today, just yeah, give us a little toot and a wave, because we're sort of struggling. We're not bike riders.
Yeah.
Yeah, show your support by beep, 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 beep as you drive past. Now, where can everyone donate?
Well, we've got a Facebook page and also an Instagram page. And so there's links on both those pages that'll take you to the Team Black Dog fundraising page. So the Instagram page is Brown Dog for Black Dog, and also Facebook, it's the same name. So Brown Dog 4, as in the number 4, Black Dog. So Brown Dog for Black Dog.
Wonderful. And did you guys do any training or anything leading up to your trip?
Just went straight in.
We wish we had of. We probably trained for about 2 weeks, and we probably did about 10 kilometres in training, and our panniers and our bikes were not loaded. So, yeah, it's been a steep curve, a fitness curve. So I've been on the road now for 2 weeks. So our legs are getting used to it, but it is good to fall into bed at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be.
Oh, my God, you'd be so sore, like at the beginning as well.
We've been, the deep heat has been coming out every second or third night. Yeah. But,
yeah.
Yeah, hopefully some companies might be listening in and might be able to help with our cause.
Yeah, wonderful. So you'll be in Ulverston. Do you know roughly about what time you might be arriving in Ulverston?
I think we're sort of predicting around 2:30 to 3:30 or so, depending on how many stops we have. We sort of stop and we make a cup of tea on the side of the road. We've got little gas cookers, and we'll stop for lunch at some stage as well. But I think we're going to run into some showers today, so that's not going to be real pleasant. We've got all the wet weather gear. Got our raincoats and rain pants, and yeah, and I think on the news we're going to run into some wet weather, so
yeah,
that might slow us down a little bit too.
And some humidity, that'll be fun for you. Thanks so much, Leanne, for telling us about it. So you can find it at Brown Dog for Black Dog on socials, and there's a link there where you can donate. And good on you, Leanne, and best of luck with the rest of the journey.
Thank you.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning. Welcome to the week. Goodbye. Precious weekend.
It's also the last day of the month. 28th today of February, Adam.
Well, it's the end of the month. We must have our monthly Rising Star winner to announce, do we?
We sure do.
Should we do it now?
Yeah.
Right here in the intro?
Let's do it.
All right.
Isn't that the plan?
Let's do it, yeah. All right. The winner of this month, the CFM Rising Star for February, is James Frankham. Good on you, James.
Congratulations. You have won yourself a $500 gift card to spend at Harvey Norman.
Nice work.
$500.
Nice work, James. The reason given for his nomination was James is a junior athlete. He's represented Tassie in Sydney in the 2000 steeplechase and the 3,000 metres in running. He broke Parkland's High School's running records, plus their swimming records. He also won the Devonport Mile in the Christmas Carnival and came second in the Burnie Carnival. And he's going to Sydney at the end of March to represent Tasmania in the National. Stop achieving,
yeah,
James!
Yeah, so go, James! Nice and work. You were nominated by Pat Westcombe.
Good on you, James, and enjoy your little voucher and your bragging rights.
Congratulations!
Should we reset the entries for March Rising Star?
Yes, let's do it.
All right, let me reset. All right, they're reset, so you can now nominate March's CFM Rising Star. Anyone, a young person in the community that you think deserves recognition? Could be next month.
It's CFM's Rising Star, shining a light on outstanding individuals in our community.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Today we've been asking, what did you accidentally pop in the toilet? Maybe a phone fell out your pocket or, well, Sarah said she accidentally put her friend's mascara, was that right?
The eyeliner fell into the toilet.
Man.
Wouldn't want to use that again.
We're going to give a prize to the best caller of the day. I thought Sarah was pretty close just because she accidentally put something of her friend's in, so that's pretty devastating. But
the Clint story was hilarious.
Should we go back and have a listen to Clint?
Yeah.
Yeah, many years ago, I was at the Central in Devonport.
Oh, Cine!
This kind of stuff happens at the Cine.
Yeah, so this would have been like 2009. I had a Motorola flip phone, brand new, only just got it.
Oh.
Had a heap of drinks. I was pretty frothed, and I was just, the urinal was full, so I thought, okay, I'm just going to go in the cubicle, because there's only one cubicle in there, and I went in the cubicle, and I'd sat the phone on top of the toilet.
Oh, no.
Because I was texting a mate. And then I picked the phone up to finish the text. And I dropped the phone in the toilet, looked at it. And then I was that drunk, I flushed the toilet. Then realised my phone was in the toilet. Reached down, got the phone out, was gone. I'd heard this myth that if you dry the battery out in the oven a little bit... You can fix the phone.
That would have made it. I've heard a rumour about, soak it in rice or something. I've never heard cook it.
Yeah, no, this is the old phone. My mate said just put it down low and, I put the phone in the oven for about 5 minutes. When it came back and it was starting to melt onto the thing, so I wrecked the phone in one night. So that was good.
We've got to give caller of the day to Clint because he made so many mistakes.
In the oven.
Well, first he accidentally dropped it in the toilet.
Yeah.
Then he accidentally flushed the toilet. So many mistakes already. Then he melted his phone by trying to dry it out.
I've never heard of that ever.
So, Clint, we're going to give you the double pass to the CFM Devonport Regatta for Caller of the Day.
Congratulations. It's happening this Sunday, March 6th. It's going to be so much fun. There's powerboat racing, ski display. There's the fashions on the Mersey, the wood chopping, Sideshow Alley. It's going to be so much fun, and we'll be there as well.
Yeah. So enjoy, Clint. See you there. Thanks for your call. We'll give away another double pass tomorrow, so listen in.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1300 655 922.
We're done for today. Join us tomorrow and all through the week for more chances to win another one of those $100 Woolies gift cards.
Yes, $100 gift card up for grabs. Now, today, Adam, because we're not taking the same answers every day. Once someone has said an answer, it's crossed off our list. So today it was
Better Milk and Ashgrove. So we're looking for you to call and tell us Tassie items that they stock at Woolies. That's it. But you just can't do Better Milk and Ashgrove now because they've been picked.
Yeah.
They're off the list. But we've got a big list. You can hear it here right in front of us. It's like pages long. Lots of stuff to choose from. So you can have a think between now and tomorrow. Make your own little list.
Maybe go into Woolies. Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Have a look for the little Tassie map. Then you'll know.
Yeah.
All of Woolworths fresh milk is locally sourced from Tasmanian dairy farmers. And a large range of, just an idea for tomorrow, fruit and vegetables are also supplied by Tasmanian farmers, including apples, pears, berries, broccoli, carrots and potatoes.
You just gave him heaps of list items. So tomorrow, listen out for your cue to call and give us some fresh Tassie items that they sell.
Yeah.
What do you got? You're pointing at something. What, you're excited about something? What?
I had more, but I was like, I can't give them too many.
No, it's already
can't
easy.
Can't give them too many away. So you've got to do your homework.
And there's two of these vouchers a day, so we take two calls a day as well. So lots of, lots of vouchers to be given away to people around the coast that'll help out with your groceries, $100.
You can get a lot. Woolworths proudly supports Tasmanian producers. It's great when it's from our state.
Takesha's got those workday hits for you next. Enjoy her. We'll see you tomorrow at 6.
Bye.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Hi.
Welcome to the end of the show. Do you want to give him a prize? No one's taken the prize yet.
There's a family pass to Don River Railway up for grabs. Just go to the show section on the website and go to contact. Send us an email and that pass is yours.
Mm.
No one makes it to the end, man. No, no. Player's going to hate. Hey, my cousin was so excited. We mentioned her on Friday, though. Forgot to do that this morning. What? She was like, I'm going to go there and release it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I love my cousin Keen. She's so funny. Can't wait. She's so excited to come in. She said to my mum that she wants to come in on air and go, Shnoopaja.
Which left a call. We can't get people in.
Yeah. And she would start to give her my phone. I'll throw it downstairs and she can just look up from outside the window.
We can't even get the great Jackie Lambie in. She wanted to come in to taste test tomorrow, but we've got to get her on the phone instead. She's going to sort out all of the world's problems for us tomorrow.
Just a heads up. You might notice some mood swings today.
Why is that?
The app's telling me it's almost time.
What app?
My Flow app.
Oh, Flow app? What do you mean?
It gives me updates as to like... Yeah, gives me updates. I love it, honestly, because you're like, yeah, that's why I'm eating absolutely everything in the household.
Mm.
Because my app told me it's okay.
Okay. Anyway. So thanks for being with us for today's show. Go to the show page, contact us if you want the Don River Rail Family Pass as well.
Do it right now. Do it.
This is Adam and Ari bidding you
50 Shades of Grey to watch tonight.